I heard the third beast say, come and see, and I behold, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hands. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see that you hurt not the oil and the wine. I believe this is capitalism. The black horse, the scales. I believe this is a capitalistic society of which we have been a great part of this thing. You know, we've done great things in buying and selling, we think. A very affluent nation. And we're the most wasteful nation on earth. I mean, we waste money. I mean, all of us. I mean, we're so wasteful. I mean, I wouldn't want to tell on myself. But, you know, sometimes I forget to mail a letter. I took them all, but I left one. I think my pickup gets 25 miles a gallon, so it's not very far to Justin, so I just drive up there and mail it anyway. So I got a letter, it's got a 44-cent stamp on it, and I go back up there, and it's 10 miles round trip, and so I spend $1.50 to mail a letter, it costs 44 cents. Is that wasteful? Sure, I should have waited till tomorrow, till I needed to go for some others, right? But I wanted to go now. Well, are we wasteful in America? That's just one way. I'm just telling you, we waste stuff. We waste water. I think about the other night, a few months ago, an evening after church that evening, somebody had asked me and Cheryl to come somewhere to minister to them, and they want us to be there by 6 o'clock. So I told Cheryl, I said, okay. I said, we'll go, but I said, you know, we'll have to really get out here by 6 to get at their place by 6. So when we had to leave about 5:30, there were still several people running around in here. And I said, Phil, I said, will you please close the building up and turn the lights and all off after everybody leaves? Because I can't stay and get to where I got to go to minister to these people. He said, sure, Pastor, I'll take care of it for you. So we go. And we minister to those people about 10:30 or 11 o'clock. And we finally leave their house and we get home. And it was about 11:30 or whatever it was when I sat down in my office and I'm just turning on my computer to read some emails, and all of a sudden I hear this voice, son, go check the bathrooms in the church. Just as clear as a bell. Son, go check the bathrooms in the church. And I thought, Lord, I wonder what's wrong with the bathroom. So I got up, and I come back here, and I go down the hall, and I go into the first bathroom, open the door, and turn the light on. Everything looks normal. Turn the light out. Go to the second one. Turn the light on. Everything looks normal. Go to the third one. Turn the light on. Cold water faucet's running wide open. Now somebody say, God would never speak to you to tell you to go cut off the water. Well, he did. You think he's interested in everything? Yes. You think he wants us to be economical? Yes. You think he wants us to go turn the air conditioner on all day at 65 when we ain't gonna be at home? I don't think so. I think he wants us to be economical, don't you? Yes. He wants us to conserve energy. He wants us to take care of this earth. But, I mean, do we? No. I mean, all of you are just like me. You're wasteful. You know, I probably could follow along beside you or with you, and you'd probably say, well, there's where you messed up here. And I said, well, there's where you messed up right there. So it'd probably be equal time we got through, right, Scott? We're all pretty wasteful, I will say that. But I believe with all my heart, when he says, do not hurt the oil and the wine, I'm sure that means something besides that. But I know he does not want us to be wasteful. Okay, let's go to the next verse. And when he had opened the fourth seal, heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. Now, in the NLT, this says a pale green horse. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen a white horse? Yeah. You ever seen a red horse? You ever seen a black horse? Have you ever seen a green horse? No. Now, why did the translators not put that in there, since the word means green? Because they thought, you know, we don't put that in there because everybody thinks we're nuts. There ain't never been no such thing as a green horse. But with God, is anything impossible? Yeah. No. See, we forget who he is. And I looked, and behold, a pale green horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him, and power was given over them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. You know who I believe that is? That's Islam. That's Islam. That's the Muslims. I mean, they have been given that power. So when you get a hold of this, you won't never turn your back on a Muslim. I don't care who they are. I mean, if they haven't converted to Christianity, I don't care. Somebody, I mean, do you know that I have a Yellow Pages in my office that's a half inch thick, a book this big, a Yellow Pages of Dallas. You know what it says on the front of it? Muslim Dallas Yellow Pages. The only people advertising in that book is Muslims. And you think there's not a lot of Muslims in this place? There's a lot of them. If they have not converted to Jesus Christ, I walk into a place of business today and I talk to them about Jesus and they tell us we're still Muslim. I don't buy nothing there. I will not buy from them. I won't buy gas from them. I won't stay in their hotel. If they're not Christians, I will not give them my money. You know, I'll talk to them about Jesus. And if we got somebody in there that's a believer in Jesus Christ, hey, I'll buy you gas. You know, but I ain't going to buy it if you're a Muslim. I mean, I here a while back, I stopped up here in my diesel truck. I went out to get some stuff, and I come back, and I stopped at a station, and diesel pumps were way out there on the side, way out there. So I didn't go inside, so I just went up there, and, of course, I was going to put gas in, there, but it wouldn't take a credit card. So I thought, okay, just flip the handle, turn it on, and come on. So I stuck it in there, and I filled it up with diesel. I got through, hung up the deal. I walked inside to pay, and there's two boys in there, and I said, oh, I said, you boys Muslims? Well, we're from Afghanistan. I said, are you Muslim? Well, yeah. I said, why are you boys trying to kill me? Well, they said, we're not trying to kill you. I said, are you really a Muslim? Do you read the Quran? Well, yes. I said, who is the... I said, does the Bible, your Bible, your Quran, does it say kill the infidel? Yes, it does. I said, who's an infidel? I said, anybody that does not believe in Allah. I said, well, son, you're looking at a man that believes Allah is a devil. I said, so you boys are here to kill me. But I said, don't come to get me because it's going to be a battle. They ain't never seen a man like me. Hey, I know what their agenda is. And now then when Al-Qaeda put this deal out this week, the Muslims that are living in the West kill the infidels. You know who the infidels are? That's us. That's Christians and Jews. That's anybody that does not believe in Allah. In fact, we even got a report back the other day in some country where they had a bunch of Muslims that wasn't quite as wild a Muslim as they wanted him to be. And it was like, what, 200 women?
Algiers.
And it was like 200 women and children. And since they were not as violent of a jihad terrorist as they wanted, they killed all of those men and women and took chainsaws and cut their legs and arms off.
That's what the Quran says.
Oh, and that's what the Quran says to do. Yeah. Your Bible tells you to kill people and cut their limbs off. Well, how would you like to serve a God like that? No, thank you. I want to serve one that tells me to love my neighbor, don't you? I don't want to love one. I don't want to serve one that tells me to kill or saw the limbs off of somebody. But that's what they did to those people, 200 of them. And they were all Muslims. All of them are Muslims. So, like I say, be very careful when you see people. You know, you got to be careful who they are. You know, if they profess to be a Muslim, don't turn your back on them. Don't go to a place of business. In fact, there's a great big mall down here in Dallas. Houston, that belongs to a bunch of Muslims. And the other day, it's been a while back, it was on 9/11, they had a great big sign out front. Mall is closed today to pay tribute to the men that destroyed the Twin Towers on 9/11. And you think I'm going to shop in that mall? No. You'll never have to worry about me and anybody else that's an American citizen that would go back in that mall after seeing that sign, they ain't got a brain in their head. Not a brain. I ain't going in there. Are you? No. I mean, if they're gloating over what they're doing and killing us, then hey, I ain't going to have nothing to do with them. I just ain't going to be there. But anyway, he says, and behold, a pale horse. I believe totally. And when I say pale green, you know, when I got a hold of this and read in the King James, I never saw the green. But when I read it in the NLT one day, it says pale green. And so then I went and checked the word out in the Greek, and it is pale green. I thought, glory to God, the Muslims, everything they do, their flag is green. You know, they paint everything green, everything. They believe in green. Pale green, and that's the colors that they use. So I thought, wow, that's them. Does everything else in there fit them? Yeah. Death and hell and the grave all follows them. Yes, it does, and the sword, but that's them. Okay, verse 9 and 10. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and revenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Now see, here's some people that's already died. They've been killed by somebody, maybe a Muslim, who knows. But they've been martyred somehow, some way. And they're wanting to know when God's going to justify this. And so verse 11 and 12, let's see what he says. And while robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. So there's going to be some more of us that's going to be killed. Oh, you give us a white robe. Yeah. Yeah, praise the Lord. So he's going to give us a white robe, and white robes were given unto every one of them. Every one of us that died for service unto the Lord Jesus Christ is going to get a white robe. And then he says, and behold, when he had opened the sixth seal. Now, I believe this is where we are today. This is where we are, right here. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake. Now, what did we hear a while ago about great earthquakes? Now, you think Haiti was a great earthquake? You think Chile was a great earthquake? Okay, let's see if you think it is after we read this. There was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and verse 14. And the stars of heaven fell onto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind, and the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Now that's what I call a great earthquake. Up to now, we ain't had one. Up to now, we've had toys. Just think, when they had the earthquake in Haiti, did you feel it here in Dallas? No. When they had the big monster in Chile, did you feel it here in Dallas? No. I mean, they had a pretty big one up here in Oklahoma here a while back, not too far away, 150 miles or something. I didn't feel it.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, A Great Earthquake is Coming, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.